The Buffalo Bills are into the third day of organized team activities today, though it's hard to say how much you'll hear about how it's going. The team told media outlets yesterday what they can and cannot report. It's one of the most restrictive policies in the NFL, one that has caught the attention of reporters nationwide and of our football commentator, Matt Sabuda. Matt, what's going on at One Bills Drive?
Yeah, Howard, I have to say it was a bizarre day for the Bills. In addition to their crazy media policy, General Manager Doug Whaley said in an interview that football is so violent that he personally doesn't believe that humans are supposed to play. Now, this is the GM of a football team whose job it is to select humans to play a sport he doesn't think they're supposed to be playing. No wonder the Bills would like to have media restricted. And as for their policy, it's actually pretty comical. Not only does it explicitly prohibit reporters from, you know, actually reporting, the Bills go out of their way to ban mention of negative plays, but don't say much with regard to aspects of successful plays. Oh, and this is where social media really picked up the Bills' fumble. I've seen satirical comparisons between the Bills and North Korea, and the Jets beat reporter even offered to report all the individual plays if a Bills reporter anonymously texted him in real time. I have to admit, that was one I was actually hoping someone would take that offer up on and do.
Matt, what is the purpose of these restrictions, and how different are they from what other teams are doing?
Well, it seems pretty clear that the Bills are concerned that other teams are going to gain some advantage by reading about their practices, which is pretty ridiculous, and not because, the Bills aren't exactly any model to replicate, but also because most teams understand that they're in the business of selling the product of football to their customers. And consider on the same day yesterday, the Atlanta Falcons also modified their media policy to allow reporters to be part of a film study to ask coaching staff how they plan to improve on different aspects of the scheme. And this is exactly how a business that makes its money off fans who pay for what really is an entertainment product should conduct business. Imagine if movie critics were invited to a premiere and they could only write positive reviews with no specific. Seems pretty dumb, right? So to sum up the day, the GM of the team doesn't think his players are meant to play, and a team whose business it is to sell football to its fans actually wants the football part to be confidential. Overall, fans and media just couldn't help but laugh at the Bills, as this is just yet another example of mismanagement. Hopefully someone does get through to the tone-deaf policymakers over at One Bills Drive to remind them that sports are just entertainment after all, and these aren't state secrets or classified battle plans. Then again, if I happen to disappear after this commentary, you might want to talk to Chairman Ryan and the regime over at One Bills Drive.
Well, the truth is out there, Matt, and we hope you'll continue to bring it to us. Commentator Matt Sabuda joins us for Behind the Playbook twice weekly during football season.